This is day 24 of St. Mark's Church, Journey Through the Psalms for Lent. And today's psalm is Psalm 75, read from the New International Version. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your name is near. Men tell of your wonderful deeds. You say, I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge uprightly. When the earth and all its people quake, it is I who hold its pillars firm. To the arrogant I say, boast no more, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horns. Do not lift your horns against heaven, do not speak with outstretched neck. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt a man, but it is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. In the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to its very dregs. As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob. I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. Since I'm recording this a few days in advance, I don't know what will be in the news headlines on Friday the 25th of March. I can have a guess, but no doubt I would be wrong. But I suspect that there will be some headlines that are to do with injustice, with things happening that shouldn't happen, that everyone knows shouldn't happen, but they happen anyway. And this psalm has an answer. It's perhaps not the answer that we would think up, but it is the Bible's answer. And it's a very simple one, that God is judge and that God is just. And it reassures us that God does keep records of wrong and that God will bring justice at his appointed time. Verse 2 to 4 say, you say, that's God says, I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge uprightly. When the earth and all its people quake, it is I who hold its pillars firm. To the arrogant I say, boast no more, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horns. Do not lift your horns against heaven. Do not speak with outstretched neck. Verse 7 tells us, but it is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. Verse 8 talks about his righteous anger against the injustice in the world. And when we look at the events of the last few weeks, it's easy to see why God feels angry about people's actions. And this is one of many bits of the Bible that reassure us that when the time comes, God will judge. He will just judge fairly, he will judge justly, and he will judge completely. So we don't have to take justice into our own hands. So as we wait for God one day to put all things right, what's our job? Well, verse 1 tells us that we're to give thanks, to praise him for all his goodness, not just his justice, but also his salvation that takes us out of any judgment. Verse 9 tells us that we should be declaring forever his praise to the God of Jacob. And verse 10 tells us that we will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. A horn is a symbol of power, and this is telling us that we don't have to be inactive. We can also act for justice in this world, so we can act against wickedness in whatever way that we can, whether that's through our voice or through our generosity. But it also tells us that we should and we can support the righteous, that those who are doing good things, those who are acting for justice in this world, we should be generously supporting and loudly proclaiming. So a few moments to reflect. Are you confident that God is just and that will one day bring all things to right? And as we wait for that, how can we support justice in this world? How can we be more generous today? How can we have a louder voice for those who are oppressed and marginalised, wherever that is in the world? And as we finish, a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the God of justice, the God of fairness, the God of truth. And we praise you that one day you will bring all things to right. In the meantime, would you give us hearts that are full of generosity, full of justice, longing for righteousness and wanting to support everybody who works for righteousness, fairness and justice in this world. And we pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen.